East Africa and several places. We were together in several places, and then went to his church in Mwanza. And what was he won't tell you about this, but I can tell you, his church. When you're approaching to his beautiful church building, there are the road looks like if you think there's no automobile that's made that can get on that road and get to that church, because it's such a difficult road. And then when you arrive at the church, you see around this beautiful building, you see these huge boulders as high as the ceiling, huge boulders. And the only place there are not boulders is where the church building is. When they had the property there, when they got the property in Mwanza, those boulders were on the property, and some of them had to be cleared. And what they did was they would heat those boulders. The men of the church went out, and they would build fires under the boulders until they were hot enough to break with hammers and to clear the land. And I'm not talking small boulders, boulders that couldn't be moved by any other way. And then when the people began arriving to the church, I guess it seats 500 people, and there was no room in the church for all the people that walked and kept coming and kept coming. And so the children and the others, they put chairs outside, but all the children climbed up on the boulders, and they would watch and look in the windows of the church so they could hear the word of God and worship. Now, I don't want to scare you, because we have other things to do, I know, today, but our service, I think, was about 7 hours that day in Mwanza. We were there and just had continue the word and praise and worship. So I know we don't have 7 hours, but there's not a Super Bowl today, so maybe we could go. But Bishop Charles has taught me so much, and all of his people in this church are givers, and he taught them all. And this is what I came back, and the Lord spoke to me to do the same thing, where all of the people would come and give something, no matter who they are, no matter how small, how little. He teaches them to give. And so they have this beautiful church building, but not only a church building, a place where people come to worship the Lord. And so it is a true honor. I know for myself, Father Don has stayed there with Bishop. Deacon Ron Roberts has stayed over there. Father Don helped to get this trip together. I know he would give anything if he could get on a quick plane over here and then go back, but he couldn't do that. So I'm just thrilled that we have Bishop Charles Sikoa here with us today. So let's give the Lord a hand praise for he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you, Lord.
I'm so much excited to be here this morning. I've been actually looking forward to come here since last year, but things didn't work as I was expecting. This church of yours really holds a very special space in my heart, simply because I have some friends here who have actually visited my home, and I've been also to my church ministering to our people. I'm so much grateful to meet Father Don's wife. We've been just emailing each other, and I'm so much grateful. I'm in to worship and preach at the place where my friend Father Terry is a priest. But also my heart is full of joy to see my friend. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting your name, my brother.
Father Mike.
Yes, Father Mike. We minister together in Tanzania, in the central part of Tanzania. He was a big blessing to our people. And also, above all, I really thank God so much for my brothers from Tanzania, Pastor Dale and his friend are my fellow Tanzanians. So when I see them coming and worship together with us here, I really feel blessed. Above all, I want to thank God so much for this wonderful opportunity that Father Taylor has just provided to me. It's not easy sometimes to allow someone to stand at your pulpit, but he has trusted me so much. Thank you very much. And I want to take this moment also to thank Patty, his wife. They have been so good to me. I arrived, was that Friday. Yeah, so Father Terry met me at the airport, and he took me to his house, and I met his wife. They have been so nice to me, really. They have fed me, and I'm afraid that I'll put on some weight if I head back to Africa. But I try to be very, very careful. Thank you very much for having me this morning. So I'll just give my brief introduction, then I'll ask my brother, my fellow Tanzanian, my brother, Bishop Deo, to translate my message into English. I can preach in English, but I want you just to see the flavor of how it looks like to preach in Swahili. Because every time these guys come to my country, I translate for them. They speak in English, and I translate in Swahili. I want to preach in Swahili. Then my brother translates it in English. How do you feel?
Amen.
Is that okay? I know you may not actually understand what I'm saying, but you'll get from my brother. I'm Bishop Charles Sekelo, as my brother has already introduced me. I have a wife. My wife is called Martha, and God has blessed us with two children. My girl is 14, and my boy is 9. And I have an extended family. I had my youngest sister who passed away. Unfortunately, she was married to an irresponsible husband. When she passed away, this guy just dumped the children like that and were kind of just hanging, nobody to take care of. Then I decided to bring them home. So now they have been a blessing to my home. When Deacon Ron Robert visited us, every time they would jump on him, actually, they were so much excited to see Deacon Ron visiting us. So I have a big family, but don't be scared. When you come to my home, they will love you, they will save you, and you are most welcome. And I bring you greetings also from my church. Father Terry has said a lot about our church in Tanzania, especially in Mwanza. They knew that I was going to come here to attend the Patriarch's Council meeting. And so I told some of them that I'll be able to speak to this church today. So they requested me to bring you warm greetings. Do you receive our greetings from Tanzania?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So now I don't want to waste much of my time. Would you please allow me stand down there, and I preach in Swahili, and my brother will translate for me. Is that okay? Thank you.
I'll try.
Okay. We're going to have two.
Okay.
I don't know. It's white number five. Maybe.
Is that good? Hello?
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 Hello.
Buona Yesu asifiwe.
Praise the Lord.
Buona Yesu asifiwe.
Praise the Lord.
Hii ndio salamu yetu mara nyingi tukiwa Tanzania.
This is how we actually greet each other where in Tanzania.
Ninajua ya kwamba hiki ni kipindi cha mfungo.
I understand that this is the time of fasting.
Lakini nitabadilisha kidogo mahubiri ya kwangu.
But I will allow me to change a little bit how I'll be preached this morning.
Nataka kuhubiri kutoka kwenye kitabu cha Ufunuo.
I want to preach from the book of Revelation.
Sura ile ya 5.
And chapter 5.
Na tuanze na mstari ule wa kwanza hadi tufike ule wa 6.
I will read from verse 1 to verse 6.
I think I read it in English since I have the Bible in English.
Okay,
I read it in
that's
English.
Good. That's
then
good.
We move on.
That's good.
Is that okay? This is a good day today, isn't it?
Amen.
And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside it and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." Verse number 60. "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth." Bwana asifiwe.
Praise the Lord.
Somo la hotuba yangu linaitwa Ushindi wa Maisha ya Mkristo.
My sermon this morning is titled The Victory of a Christian.
Ninajua ya kwamba sisi huko Afrika na ninyi hapa America, sisi wote ni wa Kristo.
Being aware that in Africa and also here in America, we are all Christian.
Tunaweza kuwa tuna tofauti za rangi, tabia na mapokeo.
We may differ in colors, maybe character and rhetoric.
Lakini kuna mambo ambayo yanatuunganisha pamoja.
But there's what brings us in a common ground.
Adui yetu ni moja.
That we have a common enemy.
Ambaye ni shetani.
Which is the devil.
Mwokozi wetu ni moja.
We have one savior.
Ambaye ni Yesu.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Na tuna mbingu moja tu.
We have only one heaven.
Ambayo Bwana ametangulia kwenda kutuandalia.
Which the Lord has already gone before us to prepare.
Lakini kabla hatujafika huko.
But before we get to heaven.
Tuna vita ambayo lazima tupigane hapa duniani.
We have a war that we need to win here in this life.
Unaweza kuwa Mkristo kwa jina na unahudhuria kanisani vizuri.
You may be a Christian, just a nominal Christian.
Lakini haujui kupigana vita.
But you don't know how to fight a good fight of a speech of warfare.
Maisha ya Ukristo ni maisha ya vita.
Christian life is a Christian of warfare.
Nimekuwa mchungaji toka mwaka 91.
I've been a pastor since 1991.
Nimekuwa mwinjilisti toka mwaka 84.
And I've been an evangelist since 1984.
Wakati nikiwa kijana mdogo.
While I was still a young man.
Neno moja nimejifunza.
Just a single word that I've learned.
Maisha ya Ukristo yamejaa vita.
The Christian life is filled up with constant spiritual warfare.
Ni rahisi sana kusema ninataka kwenda mbinguni.
It is easy to say that I want to go to heaven when I die.
Hauwezi kufika mbinguni mpaka ujue namna ya kupigana vita.
But it's difficult to get to heaven unless you know also how to fight a good fight of faith.
Ninajua tuko kwenye kipindi hiki challenge cha mfungo.
I understand that we are in this season of fasting.
Ni kipindi cha kila mtu kujitathmini.
It is the season whereby we all need to evaluate our spiritual life.
Nguvu yako iko namna gani katika maisha yako ya Kristo?
And that you can discover how much do you have strength in your Christian life.
Nataka kukupa mawazo machache ya kukusaidia asubuhi.
I want to just give you a few thoughts for you to think about.
Ninaamini yatakusaidia.
I believe that it to help you.
Tumesoma kwenye kitabu cha Ufunuo.
We've read in the book of Revelation
ya kwamba yule Yohana wa Ufunuo,
that the John of the Revelation
aliona pale karibu na kiti cha enzi,
that he saw on the throne of God
kitabu,
he saw a book
ambacho kimeandikwa ndani na nje,
that the book was written inside and outside.
Na baadaye ikawa ni lazima atokee mtu mmoja kukifunua na kukisoma.
And it was necessary that someone comes and break the seal of the book.
Lakini ilikuwa ni kimya, hakutokea mtu.
But it was so quiet that no one was qualified to come and break the seal.
Na Yohana alifadhaika sana, akaanza kulia.
And so that's why John was so he was kind of discouraged and he started crying.
Kwa sababu alitakiwa mtu mwenye nguvu, mwenye uwezo atakayeweza kufunua kile kitabu na kukisoma.
Because it was necessary for somebody who is powerful and strong enough to come and break that seal.
Na ndipo ghafla malaika akamtokea.
And that when the angels appeared to John.
Because ni mmoja wa wale wazee wanne.
That angel is one of the four elders.
Akamwambia kwamba usilie.
And he told John, "Don't cry."
Usilie.
Don't cry.
Simba wa kabila la Yuda.
Because the lion of Judah.
Wa mzizi au wa ukoo wa Daudi.
The one who comes from the David.
Ana uwezo wa kukifungua kile kitabu.
He has the ability to break the seal of the book.
Kuvunja ile mihuri yake.
And to break the seal.
Na yeye ana uwezo wa kusaidia.
And also he is able to help you.
Hapa Biblia inasema ni simba wa kabila la Yuda.
The Bible says that he is the lion of Judah.
Lakini ukienda mstari wa 6,
but when you go to the verse 6,
anasema ya kwamba baadaye nikaona kama mwana kondoo aliyechinjwa.
The scripture said that I saw like a lamb who has been slaughtered.
Na unajua mwana kondoo ni kama kondoo.
And you see, you know, the lamb is just a lamb.
Na sasa ninataka utafakari maneno haya.
I want you to meditate on this.
Katika mstari wa 5,
the verse 5,
simba wa kabila ya Yuda.
The Bible says about the lion of tribe of Judah.
Na mstari ule wa 6,
and the verse 6,
inasema mwana kondoo.
It talks about the lamb.
Hapa una wanyama wawili walio na tabia tofauti.
And you can see the two different animals with the different character.
Hapa una simba,
there's a lion
ambaye anazungumza habari za Yesu.
That talks about Jesus Christ.
Na hapa una mwana kondoo,
and then talks about lamb,
anazungumza habari za Yesu.
Also about Christ Jesus.
Ni tabia mbili tofauti.
These are two different characters.
Lakini zimewekwa pamoja.
But they have been connected together.
Nini unajifunza katika jambo?
What should we learn from this?
Sikiliza nikusaidie mtumishi wa Mungu.
Let me help you, my fellow brothers.
Maisha haya tunayoishi.
This life that we live.
Maisha ya Kikristo.
The Christian life.
Yana vita kubwa.
We face a lot of spiritual warfare.
Ili kusudi kushinda hii vita.
And so if we can overcome.
Ili tushinde hii vita.
If we can overcome.
Ni lazima uwe na tabia mbili tofauti.
You have to have these two different character.
Lazima uwe na tabia kama simba.
You have to have the character of a lion.
Na lazima uwe na tabia kama kondoo.
And also you have to have a character of a lamb.
Na unajua simba tunafahamu wote.
We all understand the character of lion.
Tuna simba wengi sana kule Tanzania.
You know, in Tanzania we've got so many lions.
Unaposikia neno simba,
when you hear the word lion,
unaona nguvu.
You can understand it talks about the power.
Unaona uweza.
You see the ability.
Unaona mamlaka.
You see the strength and authority.
Na unaona nguvu pia.
And you see the power.
Kwa hiyo simba anawakilisha mambo haya.
So the lion represent this characters.
Lakini ukiona mwana kondoo,
but when you see the lamb,
yeye ni mpole,
he looks polite,
mnyenyekevu,
humble,
hawezi kupigana,
cannot fight.
Hizo ndizo tabia za Yesu.
That's the character of Christ.
Siri ya kushinda maisha hapa duniani.
The secret of living a victorious life in this life.
Unajua sisi wa Kristo tumelia sana.
You know, we Christian have cried so long.
Sasa hiyo kulia imetosha.
I think now crying, you know, should come to an end now.
Wana nawaambia wa Kristo wangu kule nyumbani.
I always tell my fellow Christian in Tanzania.
Machozi sio kila siku ni jibu.
You know, tears are not the causes for God to respond to your prayer.
Unaweza ukalia,
you can cry,
lakini hujapata jibu.
But you go without receiving the answer.
Lakini Biblia inatuambia,
but the Bible says,
ni lazima tuvae silaha zote za Mungu.
We have to put on the whole armor of God.
Hiyo ndio tabia ya simba.
So you need to understand that's the character of a lion.
Simba haogopi.
The lion doesn't fear.
Simba atakwenda kupata mawindo.
He will go and hunt for his food.
Simba ataunguruma.
He roar.
Wakati wote akifanya hivyo,
every time when he does that,
anataka wanyama wengine wapishe.
He want to see other animals, you know, like, you know, get scared.
Anataka kwenda katika njia anayotaka yeye.
He want to move in the direction that he want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hiyo ndio tabia ya Yesu.
That's the character of Christ.
Wakati mwingine unapokabiliwa na matatizo,
when you face some challenges in life,
ya kifamilia,
I mean like family problems
yako,
in a marriage,
kwenye mateso mbalimbali,
I mean facing some challenges,
acha kulia kila wakati.
Stop crying.
Nenda kwa Mungu, piga magoti.
Just kneel down in the presence of God.
Uwe jasiri kama simba.
Be as bold as a lion.
Now of course Biblia inasema,
because the Bible says,
mpinge shetani,
resist the devil,
naye atakukimbia.
And you flee.
Waoga hawawezi kumpinga shetani.
You see, those people who are afraid cannot resist the devil.
Umelia imetosha.
You have cried enough.
Umelia kwa watoto wako.
You have cried for your children.
Umelia kwa afya yako.
You have cried for your own health.
Bado unaona giza.
And still you are seeing darkness.
Simama kama simba.
Now you need to take a stand as a lion.
Unguruma kama simba.
You need to roar like a lion.
Na utaona mwanga na mpendo.
And you see a light before you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lakini jambo moja ni kuonye.
I want to warn you one thing.
Unaweza kusimama kama simba.
You can stand as a lion.
Lakini unapokwenda kumhubiria mwenye dhambi.
But when you go to, I mean, when you approach a sinner.
Usivae uniform kama ya polisi.
Don't dress up like a police.
Mwenye dhambi atakimbia ataogopa.
Because that's where you scare a sinner.
Na hapo ndipo vaa tabia ya kondoo.
That's when you are supposed to dress up in a way like a lamb.
Kwa sababu kondoo anaweza kukaribia mtu.
Because a lamb can approach a person.
Unaweza ukumbatie kondoo.
You can hug a lamb.
Uwezi kufanya kwa simba?
But you cannot hug a lion.
Lakini mtu mwenye dhambi akiona mtu kama kondoo.
But when a sinner see a lamb,
na unajua kondoo anawakilisha unyenyekevu.
And you know that the lamb represents humility,
na kushuka,
and humbleness,
na upendo,
and love
kwa watu wenye matatizo.
For people who are in troubles.
Jana nilikuja hapa kanisani, niliona huyo mama.
You know, when yesterday I came, I saw this lady.
I think Linda.
Her name is Linda.
Nilikuwa naongea naye kidogo hapa.
And I was kind of, you know, having conversation with her.
Na akaniambia kwamba yeye anasimama kwenye porch yake na anahubiria watu.
And she told me that she normally stood on her own porch and preached to people.
Na mimi nilimsikiliza vizuri.
And I was able to listen.
Na akasema,
and as she said,
watu huko duniani,
people in the world,
wanataka upendo.
They want love.
Waone mtu anawajali.
They want to see somebody who cares.
Hii ndio tabia ya kondoo.
That's the character of a lamb.
Swali langu na kuuliza,
my question to you is this.
Wewe una tabia ipi?
What kind of a character do you have?
Una tabia ya simba?
Do you have a character of a lion?
Una tabia ya kondoo?
Or do you have a character of a lamb?
Ushauri wangu asubuhi hii,
my advice to you.
Weka pamoja hizi tabia.
Put them together, this character.
Inaweza kuonekana kama ni contradiction. Inaweza kuonekana kama vile inatofautiana.
You may think they contradict each other.
Lakini hapana.
But no.
Hiyo ndio tabia ya Yesu.
That's the character of Christ himself.
Akija mtu kwako ana shida,
when people comes to you when they are in need.
Wakati mwingi ninawaambia ndugu zangu hapa America.
I always tell my fellow brothers here in the US.
Muko na njia nyingi za kufanya.
You have got so many ways that you can use.
Mtu akiugua utaenda hospitali hii, utatafuta alternative hii na hii na hii.
You have got so many alternative because if you are sick you can always go in the street, there's, you know, like a drug store.
Lakini huko Tanzania rafiki yangu atajua na rafiki zangu watafahamu.
But in Tanzania is not the way it is here in the US.
Kuna mtu mwingine akiugua hana njia yote ya kufanya isipokuwa kutegemea imani.
You know, when most of the people over there, when they get sick, they don't have those kind of options that you have over here.
Hana
except
hela,
of trusting God.
Hana fedha,
they don't have money.
Hana uwezo,
they don't have ability.
Shida ni kubwa,
and they have so many difficulties.
Labda mtu kama ana cancer.
And if for example, if a person is sick for, I mean, sick cancer,
millions and millions.
It's gonna demand a lot of money.
That's where hapo ndipo mahali imani. Oh, sorry. Hapo ndio imani inakuja.
That's where faith comes in.
Na imani inapokuja,
and when faith comes,
haiwezi kuwa na nguvu mpaka uwe na tabia kama ya simba.
It will not be able to work out well unless you have got a character of a lion.
Ugonjwa wako uko hapa?
Your sickness is here.
Matatizo yako hapa?
Your problem are here.
Ndoa ina matatizo?
You have got a challenge in the marriage.
Watoto wanakukimbia?
Children are running away.
Huwezi kuendelea kulia tu.
You can no longer continue crying.
Naomba niwakumbusheni.
I want to remind you.
Hiki ni kipindi cha kufunga.
This is a season of fasting.
Ongeza hatua kidogo.
Just make more step ahead.
Kama kwa mfano una maombi kidogo, ongeza kidogo.
If you've been praying, have a little prayers now, you need to increase in your prayer.
Acha kulia.
Stop crying.
Simama kama simba.
Stand as a lion.
Angalia macho yako kwa Yesu.
Look unto Jesus Christ.
Yeye atakuja kukumbatia.
He will come and hug you.
Na akutoe kwenye shida yako.
And move you out of your trouble.
Na unavuka kwenye mfungo huu.
As you finish this fasting,
utakuwa mtu mpya kabisa.
You'll be a new person.
Ninakwambia mambo haya si tu kwa sababu ninahubiri hapa.
I'm not saying because I'm preaching to you this morning.
Mimi huombea watu kanisani kwangu.
In my church I normally pray for people.
Na nina kanisa kubwa.
And I have a big church.
Karibu watu 600.
Almost 600 members.
Lakini sababu kanisa letu linakuwa,
but the only reason why we are growing,
tumeruhusu vipawa vifanye kazi ndani ya kanisa,
is because we have allowed the giftings of the Holy Spirit to function in the congregation.
Hatuogopeshwi na shida za watu.
We are no longer scared of the difficulty that people experience in their lives.
Watu wakiwa na shida,
when people comes with their troubles,
wanaona ni sehemu ya kukimbilia.
They feel like the church is the only place where they can run to.
Kwa hiyo naomba niwatieni moyo sana.
So I want to encourage you.
Sisi ni watu wa aina moja.
We are people of the same caliber.
Kanisa moja.
One church.
Simameni kama simba.
Take a stand and be like a lion.
Lakini mwe wapole kama kondoo.
But also you should be polite like a lamb.
Utaona maisha yako binafsi.
You see your personal life.
Ni mtu ambaye hauogopeshwi na shetani.
You are no longer scared of the enemy.
Lakini pia watu wengine.
But also other when you look to other people.
Watu wengine.
Other people
watakuona ni mtu wa kukimbilia.
They'll see you as a, you know, a person whom they can run to.
Bwana wabarikini sana.
May God bless you.
Bwana wabarikini sana.
May God bless you.
Ninaomba sana ya kwamba wakati mwingine nitakapokuja,
I pray that when God will give me another chance to come.
Kama Terry atanikaribisha,
if Father Terry will invite me again.
Ninaamini ya kwamba tutakuwa na wakati mwingine tujifunze mambo mengi zaidi.
I think I use the time to even teach more.
Mimi nawaambia watu wangu, mimi sitaki kukaa katika mapokeo peke yake.
I always tell my people, I don't want just be bound by tradition only.
Nataka kuona roho wa Bwana anatembea.
I want to see the move of the Holy Spirit.
Ibada zinagusa watu wa Mungu.
So that the service may touch people.
Bwana anaponya watu.
People may be healed by the Lord.
Na hauwezi kuwa na msaada kwa watu mpaka uanzie kwako mwenyewe kwanza.
You cannot help people if you have not received help.
Biblia inasema,
the Bible says,
walimshinda shetani,
that they overcome the devil,
kwa damu ya mwana kondoo,
through the blood of Jesus Christ,
na neno la ushuhuda wao,
and the word of the testimony.
Kanisa lazima lina ushuhuda.
The church must have a testimony,
ili livute watu wengine,
so that they may be able to bring others.
Inakuaje kama uko ndani ya kanisa?
How can that be if you are in the church?
Umekandamizwa na matatizo.
You are oppressed.
Na wewe ukienda nje unataka kuonyesha nuru.
And you are supposed to go out there and show light.
It cannot haiwezekani.
You have to be delivered yourself first before you go bring the light outside.
Lazima watu waone wewe kwanza.
Because people are expected to see first what has happened to you.
Mungu amekusaidia.
How God has helped you.
Amekuinua.
He has lifted you.
Amekuponya.
He has healed you.
Watu watakuja.
When people see that, then they'll come.
Kwa sababu wataona nguvu ya Mungu iko.
Because they see the power of God upon your life.
Simameni watu wa Mungu.
I want you to stand as a man
Mungu
of God.
Mungu yupo na anasaidia.
God is always here with us and he loves to help us.
Yeye ni Bwana wa kanisa.
He is the Lord of the church.
Atainua kanisa letu la CC hapa America.
He will raise up this church here in the US.
Na tutaona mkono wa Mungu.
And we see the hand of the Lord.
Bwana wabarikini sana.
May God bless you.
Bwana wabarikini sana.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can we stand up and I pray?
Amen.
I believe I've tried my best to limit myself. You know, back home my...
we want to pray for the people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So
can I leave my brother lead?
Yes. You want to pray for them and pray for... And I want to also ask, if you have a need, maybe in your life, maybe the lamb is there too much and the lion needs to come up. And some of you, maybe the lion's there too much and maybe the lamb needs to come forth. But if you need specific prayer, we're going to invite... I'm going to have Jane to play something here and we're going to pray for you, but I want you to start the prayer. But if you need a particular prayer for something, and for healing, for anything, for whatever it is that God wants to bless you with, maybe, again, it could be anything. I want you to take this opportunity, because I definitely want to have you back, to come back. And I want to have Dale come also when he's sometime in Birmingham to come. But I don't know when that will be, but today is the day that we heard the word. Amen. Buona esse fure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I say just a little thing?
Yes.
I want to encourage you, as Bishop Charles has preached the message, you see, let me tell you, God is in this place. And we need to learn to take advantage of his presence. He is more eager to meet us at the point of our needs than we are. If you open up, it's easy for you to receive your healing if you're sick. You know, God desired that you walk free. He desired that. And he has already paid so that you may be able to receive. It doesn't take much. You know, we all understand that just a few months ago we were celebrating Christmas. How many of you received some gifts? Mm-hmm. Okay. How difficult does it take to take gift? I mean, it's easy. It's just a matter of you receiving. You can receive whatever you need this morning. So I want to pray with you.
Yes.
I don't know your needs, but if you in pain and you need some healing, you can walk over here. I believe God will touch you and you become a testimony of His goodness. You can walk, come over here, and we believe God with you. I believe God, you want to see us well. God wants to see us well. It is His desire. It is. That's why Christ came. That's why He died on the cross. Let's unite our faith as we believe for our fellow brothers and sisters here. Father, we are so grateful this morning. Thank you for the message that has come in your power and in our bid to bring transformation in our life. And now, Lord, we set our mind and our faith in unity and in singleness of faith. We stand believing the word of God. We thank you. We recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. And we believe that Christ, you died on the cross for us. And that you rose from the dead that we may receive justification. This morning, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. And we take authority over the works of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, I come against the pain, the disease, the sickness, and whatever that has troubled this physical body. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That you come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say out. Out in the name of Jesus. I say out in the name of Jesus. I say be healed from the top of your head to the sole of his feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank for my sister. I thank for my sister, oh Lord God. Thank for touching her. Thank for healing her. And thank you, Lord, for the working of your Holy Spirit in our life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever need that has actually troubled our sister. In the name of Jesus. You came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank for the working of your Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. I say be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak peace. Peace. Peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank for my sister. Lord, I thank for touching her. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. I say be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the working of your Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you, sickness, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say loose your hold over his physical body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. I pray, Father, to bless them. I pray, Father God, that you